Oasis Audio presents The Rock and Roll Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. The Greenfield Music Festival.
Benny, are you playing with that again?
12-year-old Jesse Alden stood watching her 6-year-old brother. Benny held a ukulele, a very small guitar with 4 strings. His fingers were struggling to get some sound out of it.
I can't seem to make it work,
he said, a little frustrated. He and Jesse were inside a large white tent, one of dozens that had been set up on the fairgrounds at the edge of town. The Greenfield Music Festival drew a huge crowd every year. More than 20 different groups would be performing this year, playing jazz, blues, classical, and rock and roll. The Alden children loved the festival, and this year they'd gotten a chance to be volunteer workers there. Henry, who at 14 was the oldest, was helping out in the stage area. 10-year-old Violet, who was a very good artist, was painting signs. And Jesse and Benny were busy setting up the instrument petting zoo. It was a special tent run by Mr. Lessinger, who owned a music store in Greenfield, and it was one of the most popular features of the festival. Children could try all types of musical instruments, guitars, violins, drums, horns, and flutes. Benny shook his head and laughed.
I'm never going to be able to play this.
You can if you practice,
Mr. Lessinger replied. He was a cheerful, older man with white hair and glasses, and he loved helping children discover the joys of music.